Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to an episode of the Failure's Knowledge podcast, and today we're going to talk about why not to disqualify yourself. There's so many doubts that we go through on a daily basis. There's so much self-conscious that we go through. There's so much negative self-talk that we experience. Excuse me. When you don't qualify yourself, when you don't disqualify yourself, you are qualifying for yourself. And I recently just started another 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business. And this is my fifth attempt of trying something, trying to grow a podcast business. Nonetheless, there is something that's different about this time. And this time, it is different because I see the perspective differently. I cannot disqualify. I have to stop disqualifying myself regardless of how much information I think I know, regardless of how much money I've made, regardless of the information that I have. I have to stop disqualifying myself before I even give myself a chance, before I give myself an opportunity, before I even give myself a chance. I have to give myself a chance first in order for me to grow. So today, make sure you get your pen and notebooks out, because today we're talking about the importance of not disqualifying yourself. So don't disqualify yourself, and we're going to be talking about it. So go ahead and get your pens and notebooks out. I got mine out. I'm about to go ahead and pull the paper up. If you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that follow button. If you enjoy learning about podcasts and business, and if you hit that subscribe and follow, because we help leaders launch their podcast, share their story, and attract more customers. And today we're going to be talking about the importance. Okay, the importance of not disqualifying yourself before you give yourself an opportunity. So that's okay. Make sure you go in and get your notebook and pen out, because we diving deep with it. Okay, it's so many different things that get. Oh my goodness, we diving deep with it. Okay, hold on. I'm excited to talk about this episode, because there's a breakthrough that I just experienced. There's a moment that I just went through, and it was like, oh, that's the difference. That's the difference. Sometimes it's recognizing that the difference is the lack of knowledge. And we're going to dive deep with it. Okay, so let me go ahead and share my screen. For those of you that's watching the screen, or those of you that's listening, I am sharing my screen in this moment. We are talking about don't disqualify yourself. And this statement is so important. This topic is so critical, because many times we don't believe that we are doing the right thing. In reality, we have to see the right thing that we are doing. And so when I discovered just now, before I even pressed live and hit recording and wanted to do this podcast, it was something that shifted. The information I'm learning from school, the information that I'm applying to my business, to my podcast business, and the information that's out there that I have yet to discover. There's so much information in this world, it's easy to disqualify yourself because you don't think you're qualified with what you already have. The first point is that you have to learn what you have, okay? Learn what you have. And what that means is, okay, there you go, prime example. There's a saying going around where, like, a lot of people be like, what do you bring to the table? But when people don't necessarily explain what the table is. They just say, what do you bring to the table? And so as I got older and I start to ask questions, I start to be around a lot of people, a lot of men, a lot of just people in general, and I'm able to get a different perspective. And some people say when you bring something to the table, you're bringing value. When you bring something to the table, you're not just bringing yourself, you're bringing something with you. But then I started to question, what is the table and what is the value? Okay, hold on, let me make sure didn't look like a table, so I'm gonna just put it on the side. Table, this is a table, okay? When you are here, let's say this is me, what do I bring to the table? What do I bring? What do I bring? And it's understanding that you bring something to the table. Many times in life, this example is kind of like a relationship. Like you have a table, you're going out to eat. In fact, when me and my wife went out to eat last week, there was a table there. There was a cloth there. There were plates there. There were silverware there. They brought the glass to the table. But see, the table that had the plates was empty because we had to go get our food. You see, just because there's a table doesn't mean it's already set. In other words, just because you're stepping to the room, just because you think you have an opportunity, just because you are present, doesn't mean you're bringing something to the table. Doesn't mean you have something in your hand. What do I bring? I had to discover that I'm bringing something to the table. The table the table is already set. But if I don't bring nothing to the table, I can't use the silverware. I can't drink the water. I can't eat the food because I have nothing at the table. The table is set for those who are ready to be served. And when I understood that, I said, oh, I have something to the table. I have to recognize when I bring it to the table. And so when I discovered that I'm bringing something to the table, I just recognized what the something even was. So what do I bring? I bring a platform, okay? I bring a platform. I bring connections. Because now that I'm getting connected with other leaders, I'm building my connection up, right? Okay. What else do I bring? I bring a platform. I bring connections, and I bring comfort. Comfort. There we go. And I bring comfort. What does that have to do with anything? See, I just discovered, since I have a podcast business, not just a business where we communicate. It's not just a business where I get to know your story, you get to know my story, and now we have a connection. Now we have a relationship. Now we are really growing, right? See, the thing about podcasts is that, yes, you can learn from someone's stories, their experience, their setbacks, and how they turn their setbacks into success. But see, the difference is that I'm the one that's bringing the table. I'm the one that's setting the table. I'm the one that's sharing the value. I didn't recognize that I had something to bring. See, the first point is so important of learning what you have, because it doesn't matter of what you are doing. What matters is that you recognize the value that you're bringing by what you're doing. There's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot of things that I don't know that when I get around a lot of people, I'm like blown away. I'm learning. I'm writing. I'm taking notes. I even got notebooks with a whole bunch of notes in it. And what I discovered, is that when you don't disqualify yourself, you see the value that you're bringing to others. I'm in this leadership, what is called National Leadership Society. I think it's what it's called, National Leadership Society. And the first course, the first orientation course that I watched today, they proceeded to say, you have to look at your goals. Better yet, you have to set goals and look at what you have accomplished. What you have accomplished is the value that you're bringing. What you have accomplished is the value that you're... Hold on. Let me know in the comments if you feel what I'm talking about. What you have accomplished, you are creating value for. There's so many different things that I can talk about, but I haven't done nothing with the information. So the point of me talking about it is like a waste of energy. But what if, since I've recorded and produced over 893 podcast episodes and my channel got compromised and it got deleted, now I have to start over all at one? What if I go teach the fundamentals of launching your podcast? What if I go teach the steps on how to share your story? What if I go out and help others attract more customers? It was a lesson that I had to learn, because I'm not just coming to the table empty-handed. I'm not coming to the table and looking to be served. I'm coming to the table looking to be the server. In business, what I just recognized, what I just discovered, many times in life, you have to be the one that's serving. So that way, when you get served, you've already laid the table. You already made the table. The table's already set. Me and my wife, we went to a church the other day, what is called the Come Friendship Church. And when we went there, it was a great environment. First thing first, I guess a lot of churches does this, but this my first time seeing this, is that they had vendors at their church. They had people who were in business outside selling their products. I'm like, maybe this is my first time seeing this. Maybe like I'm in business. A lot of churches don't even talk about business. Don't even do business. Some do business, but it's like they talk in code. They talking cold, like, just, you know, like what I started to learn and become more educated about is that, oh, church is a business. Wait, hold on. One day I was live and doing a podcast. I looked up tithe and offering. Tithing and offering is like your tithing. Tithing is the contribution to, hold on. What's the definition again? Hold on. Don't get me lying. Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We gonna pull it up. Oh, I'm glad you looked at that. Tithe and offering. Okay, tithes are a structured religious practice of giving 10% of one's income to a church. Okay, and then while offerings are voluntary gifts given above the tithe for specific needs, or as an expression of gratitude. I didn't know that until I looked it up. People be like, pay your tithes and offerings, but I'm like, I never understood why. Why do you need to do that? I get it. Like, I'm still learning about the process. I'm still learning about everything. Some people say it's in the Bible. Okay, it can be in the Bible, but why though? Like, why? I start to ask questions. And then when I looked it up for myself, I was like, that's what it means? Oh, wait, hold on. A church is like a business. Wait, church is a business, because that's what people go to learn about the Bible. Okay, school is a business. When I first went to school, before I joined the Marine Corps, I went to college and I was in debt. I took a loan out. A loan is when you borrow money. This is not a financial podcast. This is not financial advice. But a loan is when you, let's say I need $10. I don't have $10. I go borrow $10 for my wife. She give me $10. I'm not going to have to owe her $10, but I will have to owe her $10. Wait, the school is a business? You getting educated is a business? You going and gaining these different experiences is a business? What am I missing? I was missing something because I wasn't educated. See, the reason why this is my fifth attempt at trying to grow a podcast business to make $100,000, while helping 100 leaders launch their podcast, share their story, and attract more customers, is because I was uneducated of what I was doing. Oh, but you got to go pay with time or money to gain the experience. Oh, so will you, wait, hold on. When you obtain a degree, you pay for the education. You have the experience. You have the education. Now, if you utilize the education and gain the experience, now you have both the education and the experience. But now, you have something to bring to the table. And I didn't recognize until I had watched this course. I was looking up and researching different events, different conferences. That, wait, you have value to bring. You got a lot of value to bring. Because in the beginning of this podcast episode, the name of the title is Don't Disqualify Yourself. And then in the video that I was watching, it proceeded to say that you have to write down your goals and then also reflect on the goals that you already accomplished. Because the goals that you have accomplished is the education, the experience, and the lessons that you need for today. So in reality, you have value to bring. Here we go. You have value to bring. You just don't know the value that you bring it to the table. And that's when it hit me. I said, oh my goodness. Everything that you do tie into one another, because everything that you're doing is helping you become better. It's helping you become more smarter. It's helping you be more educated. It's helping you gain the experience to create the value to help others. So next point I want to hit on, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, because this is something that's going to help leaders share their story. Oh, it's going to help leaders launch their podcast, share their story, and attract more customers. The next point I want to hit on, hold on. I got to do this. All right, there we go. Okay, the next point I want to hit on. Can y'all see this? Oh, y'all can't even see this. All right, next point I want to hit on. What was the first one? Is that first you have to learn what you're bringing to the table. Learn what you bring. Oh, it's supposed to say bring. Learn what you bring. Learn what you bring. All right. Point number two is to perfect your value. Number two is to perfect your value. In other words, practice. I saw a video with Kobe Bryant, and he was doing an interview. This is when I first learned that the Mamba mentality was to empower people to become the best version of themselves. Nonetheless, I'm like, wait, hold on. Any logo has a meaning behind it. Wait, a logo is a business? you can create designs or logos for a business. There's a book called Built to Last. And in the book, his business was helping business owners create logos. I'm like, this could be a business? I digress. When Kobe Bryant started to explain the importance of the Mamba mentality, he was focusing on how to become better. He was focusing on his routine. He was focusing on what he does to have an advantage over other people. And when I heard that, I said, wow, he literally broke it down step by step or time by time. Let's say time by time. And he said, imagine if you wake up at 8 and then you eat at 8. You go train at 10. Train. And then you rest at 12. And then you spend time with family at 2. And then you train again at 4. And then 18, 12, 6. 6, you rest. 8, go to sleep. Okay. Kobe Bryant mentioned, okay, you're training twice. Train. You have trained twice. Oh, you can't even see this. You have trained twice throughout the day. And he was like, just imagine. His routine was crazy. I wasn't even expecting that. His routine was crazy. He said, just imagine if I wake up at 4:30. I eat. Train at 6. Let's say 6. Train. Let's say at 8. Family time. Let's say at 10. Rest. Let's say at 12. Train. Let's say at 2, rest. Say at 4, family. Let's say at 6, train. Let's say at 8, bed. Okay. First off, this is really my first time actually just looking at it. That, okay. He said he got one, two, three. Maybe I did that wrong. However, what I'm getting to is that you have more time to focus because you're practicing on your time. When you you have more time to practice because you're improving your value. There we go. You're improving your value. Your value only gets perfected when you train your craft. And that's when I started to understand. I said, oh wait, hold on. I've been podcasting for the last half a decade, and there's been days, weeks, months, years where I literally will record a podcast every single day, and then I reach out to people for them to come onto the podcast, and I talk to them, and I share with them, and I get to learn about them. And it's the repetition that matters. When you perfect your value, you are repeating the same work every single day. You can only get better when you practice. You can only get better when you try. You can only get better when you are focused on improving your value. That's when I started to understand that it wasn't the fact that I think I'm disqualified. It's more so that I'm overthinking that I don't know what I'm bringing to the table. I don't know what I'm sharing with others. I don't know how to connect with others. At least that's what I thought. Self-doubt creeps in and it destroys the confidence that you have. Self-doubt creeps in and it destroys the confidence that you have. Why am I saying this? Because if you are self-doubting your value will not be present when it's time to explain your value. But your value has to be talked about on a consistent basis before you get in front of people and start talking about the value that you offer. Because they will start to recognize that you're not taking your value seriously. To perfect your value, you have to perfect practice. You have to practice every single day, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. You have to do it so consistent that you get tired of saying the same exact thing. You have to do it so consistent that you get tired of the same exact move. You have to do it consistent that you just get tired of repeating yourself. But see, here's the reward from practicing your value is that when it's time for you to perform, you're performing with confidence. Kobe Bryant said that it's the lack of preparation that makes people worried. He said, I've been preparing for this moment my whole life, his whole career. He's been practicing and practicing and practicing. And that's when I started to understand that your value is only created the more you practice your routine, the more you practice your value, the more you practice what you have to bring to the table. Because the table is there waiting for you, but until you sit at the table is just a table. I think Luther Vandross said, a house is still a house, but it ain't a house without a woman. Did he say that? I think he said that. I forgot the lyrics. Nonetheless, your value has to be the focus of your growth. When you focus on your growth, your value just gets better and better and better and better. Because when you discover the value that you're bringing, the value that you're offering will help a lot of people with the problem that they're serving, a problem that they're going through. And this when I become a server because of the work that I've been doing for so long. So the second point was you have to perfect your value. And when you perfect your value, you have to really be focused on improving every single day. It doesn't matter how long you're going to do something. You just have to do it every single day. Then every single day, it will pay off. You can only get better if you're willing to pay the price today for years to come. Years to come has yet to come, but focus on today and don't disqualify yourself. The last point I want to hit on. Let me write this right quick. Hold on. Hold on. All right, last one I want to hit on. Hold on. Now this one's gonna be good. The first 2 points. First point was learn what you bring, learn your value. Next point was to perfect your value, and the last point is going to be. I just had it. Share your value. Share your value. Share your value. Okay. So, share your value. What does this mean? So, let's say this is me. And I've been, football player. Marine, and let's say college student. Okay, so whenever you step into a room that's there has already been created. So the people that's there has already been established, or some people is there is already established. There, at some point, when you step in, there's going to be more experienced people there. But when you get to a point where you're more experienced than the people that's coming in, you have to reach back and touch somebody. I was in the Marine Corps and we was hiking, and whenever the gap got too far ahead, like whenever the we was separating too far, they say reach back and touch somebody. That means close the gap. That means close the gap and close the line and continue on this hike. Because when people fall out, the line starts to separate. See, when you share your value, you are closing that gap because people can reach out and ask you questions. People can reach out and gain your knowledge. People can reach out and learn from you. But when you are sharing your value, it goes back to the first point of knowing your value. The reason why you shouldn't disqualify yourself because you have value to bring and someone is waiting to hear your voice. When you reach back and touch somebody, you reach back into helping. When you reach back into giving a hand, you reach back into encouraging people. When you reach back into say, hey, you got this, you're inspiring people, but you can only inspire people, encourage people, and reach back is when you identify the value that you're bringing. As a leader, you have to understand that you have value to offer. You have value to give, and you have value to deliver. You have to deliver your value to those who are seeking information. And newsflash, the people who are seeking your information are people that's similar from your past. Prime example, I have a mentee that played football. And guess what? He played football. Now I have another mentee that want to get in the military. I'm in the Marine Corps, but he want to get in the military. Then I have another mentee who want to start in college, who want to go to college. See, when you reach back and touch somebody, you reach back and help it. I had a client that wanted to get into podcasting. He said, I want to launch my podcast, but I have no idea where to start. I said, don't worry about it. These are the three things that you need to do for you to start your podcast. I said, one, you have to be comfortable on camera. When you are comfortable on camera, you have to share your story. When you share your story, you have to share your value. But first, you have to practice recording yourself. As a matter of fact, record yourself for 30 to 60 seconds introducing yourself. If you've never been on camera, if you've never done something new, if you never tried something different, you're going to be hesitant. And when he started to try, he started to see himself on camera. He started to hear himself. He started to visualize himself. You see, the difference came when he was looking to grow. I know on here I said you got football, military, and go to college, but I forgot a podcaster. I forgot a podcaster, because for those who are looking to get into podcasting, they're reaching out. Hold on. For those that's looking to get into podcasting, they're reaching out seeking guidance. They're seeking your help. They're seeking your value. When you share your value, you're helping others grow. When you share your value, you're reach back and touching somebody. When you share your value, you're saying, I can help you get from point A to point B. When you share your value, you are really helping people become the best version of themselves. Reach back and touch somebody. That means close the gap. Okay. Hey, reach back and touch somebody. That means share your value. When you share your value, you're closing that gap a lot faster. Because people are coming to you, and this is why you should not disqualify yourself. Because if you think that you don't have value to bring, to offer, to deliver, just imagine the amount of people who has came to you asking for help. Just imagine the amount of people who were asked for your expertise in the area that you're good at. Just imagine the amount of people that you have helped, but you didn't recognize that you had value to deliver. When you share your value, they say you reach back and touch somebody because that somebody that you're touching is the person that want to get into what you're doing. When you don't disqualify yourself, you see the value that you're bringing to others. You have to share your value with confidence. Whether you know it or not, people are always watching you. Somebody told me that a while ago, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, people, like, you never know who's watching you, but people are always watching you. I said, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? How do you know people are watching you? How do you know they're always watching you? Like, how do you know that? And it proceeded to say, you don't. That's why you have to keep doing what you're doing. Because you never know who you're impacting. You never know who you're inspiring. You never know who you're encouraging. But when you share your value, you are making a difference for someone else's life. And they don't recognize the difference that you're making. In fact, you don't even recognize it. Because you're not getting the instant gratification. People are not saying thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for showing up at this time. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you. You don't get that instant feedback, so you think you're doing something wrong. I had to get over myself, because that's what you're doing. You're getting over yourself. I had to get over myself and say, just because I don't have a lot of people watching me now, when it's time for people to find me, they will be able to watch countless amount of podcasts that will help them, become the best version of themselves. And then they can really start to understand what I'm bringing, understand the value. And when it's time for me to reach back and touch somebody, they're going to say, I need help with my podcast. The value that you're bringing is the value that you're practicing when no one is there watching you. I just watched an interview with Coach Prime, and he said my best plays was when the cameras was off, when the stands was empty, when nobody was watching my moves. Your best plays come when no one is watching you. As a leader, you have to perform, whether there's one person, whether there's two people, whether there's 100 people. As a leader, when you launch your podcast, you have to share it with confidence. Because when you share it with confidence, people, you are able to attract more customers. But first, you got to get comfortable with sharing your value. You have value within yourself, so don't disqualify yourself and say, I'm not good enough. Why should people listen to me? I'm not even that smart enough. I'm not even that old. But why should people listen to me? Because I'm consistent and I understand the value that I'm bringing to others. I'm not going to disqualify myself. Because if I disqualify myself, no one is going to qualify me. First, I have to qualify myself first instead of disqualify myself. And over time, I'll be able to set the table and bring something there. Over time, as I'm setting up the table, I'll be able to practice the value a little bit more. As I'm setting up the table and practicing the value, I'm sharing the value. Because the value is what makes you different. The value is what makes you grow. The value is what helps people get encouraged. And so just to recap. First, when we went over Don't Disqualify Yourself, this name of the podcast episode. And you have to learn what you bring. In other words, learn your value. And when you learn your value from the next point, we went over to your perfect value. Well, you have to perfect your value every single day by practicing, training, and really understanding what you have to offer for other people. And the last point that we went over was to share your value. Everyone needs help at some point. And at some point, you have to be the one to say, I'm going to help this person become the best version of themselves. So this has been great. This is another episode of the Phase Knowledge Podcast. Make sure you hit that follow button, hit that subscribe, and let me know your biggest takeaway let me know your biggest takeaway on the importance of not disqualifying yourself. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And lastly, if you ever thought about launching a podcast and never knew where to start, just know you have to practice being on camera. As you're practicing being on camera, over time, you will eventually get comfortable, be more confident, and start sharing your value even more. If you need help with that, shoot us a message, and we'd love to get you started with launching your podcast, sharing your story, and attracting more customers. We appreciate y'all. That was good.